What's in the news? Nice car.
The vehicle itself is an amazing accomplishment.
And tough work.
You know, I'm burned out. Everybody in our area is burned out. We're trying to run as hard as we can.
I'm Steve Kathe in CBS News. At Tesla, where expensive electric cars come off the line, what's called the factory of the future may be behind the times when it comes to safety. The workers are upfront about it.
Injuries are the number one problem there. What we have to go through to make that happen for them.
CBS's Carter Evans says a worker who wants to unionize the plant got a hold of 3 years of injury reports.
An independent analysis of those numbers found that in 2015, Tesla's injury rate was 31% higher than the industry average. The rate of serious injuries that resulted in days away from work or restricted duty was double.
I don't think it's reflective of where we are currently.
Tesla HR Director Josh Hedges says safety improvements have been made, with injury reports this year 32% lower than the industry average. Crystal Spates is one of the managers.
Putting in place the three shifts, instead of having two shifts of just 12-hour shifts, that made a huge difference in people's work-life balance. They're not straining their bodies every day, all day.
But workers say with a new affordable Tesla model on the way, production will only increase.
They're in tremendous pressure to build. When that happens, you kind of ignore other important issues.
Tesla sees it this way.
By no means do production numbers come before the safety of our employees.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathe, CBS News.